أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له أضعافا كثيرة والله يقبض ويبسط وإليه ترجعون. With regard to this ayat which had read previously, that Allah encourages us to spend in His path, and Allah had explained that there are two things which stop a person from fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and the rights of fellow beings. One is, a person doesn't want any discomfort in his life. So Allah had prescribed jihad, which is the highest form. And when a person is ready for that, then jihad is very far, but he will be prepared to do anything for Allah Ta'ala, and then he will fulfill the rights of Allah and the rights of fellow beings also. And the other thing is miserliness, that a person doesn't want to spend in the path of Allah. So in this ayat, Allah has encouraged us to spend in His path. And when a person gets these two things under control, then to practice on the whole of deen becomes not only easy, but it becomes a pleasure. And this spending in the path of Allah, Allah presented it in such a beautiful way that Allah did not command us to spend here. Allah said, who will give a loan to Allah Ta'ala? And Allah Ta'ala repays that loan fully, and Allah gives much, much more. So in this way, there was this great encouragement in presenting it in this way, to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Ulama have written that it is written here directly that who will give a loan to Allah Ta'ala. Of course, we know clearly Allah does not need any loan whatsoever. Allah is the one who provides for all of us. What it means is who will spend on the creation of Allah Ta'ala. As it comes in a hadith, a Qudsi, in which Allah Ta'ala speaks more or less the meaning that, oh my Banda, I was ill and you did not come and visit me. I was hungry and you did not feed me. I was thirsty and you did not give me to drink. The Banda will say, oh Allah, you are Rabbul Alameen. Where you got sick, where you are thirsty, where you are hungry, Allah will say, yes, I was not, but my certain Banda was sick. Had you gone to visit him, you should have found me there, that is, I should have given you the great rewards of it. A certain person was thirsty. Had you given him water to drink, you should have found me there, I should have given you the reward. So this is that we spent on the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala becomes extremely happy when we spend on the creation of Allah, where there are needs of people. Unfortunately, we spend not only on our necessities, our comforts, we spend on our luxuries, and we squander and waste how much of our money. So much of our money we spend in haram also. And there are poor people who are suffering, who are desperately in need. We should spend on those people. When this ayat was revealed, Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, oh Allah's Rasul, Allah is asking a loan from us. He said, yes. He said, I've got two date orchards, one in the suburb of Aliyah and one in the suburb of Safila. I'm giving both in the path of Allah, as a loan to Allah Ta'ala, in the path of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, keep one of them for your expenses, give the other one in the path of Allah. So he said, the one that is more bigger and more valuable, that one has 600 palm trees in it, khajur trees. He said, I'm giving that one in the path of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, in that case, Allah is giving you the highest stages in Jannah. So then he went to his orchard, and from outside, he did not even enter it. And he said, Umme Darda, addressing his wife, he shouted out to her and told her that this has been given in the path of Allah. We have prepared for our akhirat, so come out with your children. At that time she was with her children having like what we will call a picnic, sitting there enjoying with them. They were eating the various types of khajur. They were in the shade of the trees, etc. Immediately whatever khajurs they had in their lap, she made them leave it there. What was in their mouth also, she put her finger in and let them take it out. And everything she said, now we have given this. And she also said poetry, thanking Allah Ta'ala and her husband for doing this great wonderful work of giving it in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And she came out from there. Giving of loans to somebody is a very virtuous deed as far as our deen is concerned. It comes in a hadith sharif, when a person gives in the path of Allah, he spends in the path of Allah, that is so great, so greatly rewarded by Allah Ta'ala. Allah multiplies it from 10 up to 700 times. And according to one's sincerity, the quality, the need where he spends it, even more than that Allah increases it. So that is when spending in the path of Allah. And if we give somebody a loan, every day we get so much money as though we spend it in the path of Allah. And we gave somebody a loan for 1 month, for 1 year. The period got finished and now he comes, he says, I can't manage to pay you, give me another period, give me 6 months more. Then that reward for every day is doubled now. When we give that person that respite, Allah doubles that reward for every day, as though we gave double that amount in the path of Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately today, our lives, even those who are righteous and pious, if anyone has to come to us for a loan, we direct them to the bank. Nobody is prepared to give a loan to anyone. And this is a very great ibadah to give a loan. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, writes, the problem is today people take loans and don't pay them. So then people are now discouraged to give loans because people are not paying them back. And Hazrat Shaykh says that if you took a loan and you could not meet it on the day, due date, even sell some of your necessary things, what you cannot do without, sell that also. But make sure you pay the person back, so that this great ibadat of giving loans stays alive in the ummah and we become independent of the banks. The banks also know that even the Muslims are in need of them, and they have molded their various products to suit the Muslims, just giving it Muslim name, Islamic finance, Islamic banking. There is no difference whatsoever from the conventional banking. It's only the names they have changed, and just give it an Islamic flavor. As the conventional banking is haram based on interest, the Islamic banking is exactly the same also. Had we all observed the proper way, this great ibadat of giving loans should have been there, an interest-free loan. Also it comes in the hadith that when you take a loan from somebody without any conditions or expectations, when you pay back, give extra also. That person has to pay zakat on that money also, which is a loan. That person, that money is employed by you, and you have made more money on that. So you should think and you should give him something extra. But it should not be a condition, it should not be an understood condition also. Otherwise it will become interest. And if a person doesn't give extra, that other person forget demanding anything extra, he should not even think bad about it. Otherwise it will fall in the category of interest. So if we observe this, we all will be in this great ibadah will be in our favor. And we will set the Islamic finance correctly. And Muslims can advance tremendously if we will do this, give loans, help a person to come up in life. Unfortunately today, when a person comes in problems and becomes desperate, those who have got money, they buy him out at a very small price. They don't give him even market value because he is desperate now and he has to come out of his problems, and the people take advantage of him. This is very, very unbecoming of a Muslim, and very sadly many Muslims who have become rich in this way, in the total haram way, taking advantage of the poor, whereas to push down a falling person is very easy. To lift up a falling person, that is perfection, that is kamal. Somebody who is falling down and you help him and you make him come up, that is kamal. So we should employ our monies in this way. Not just look at our own benefit, look at the ummah. Not only look at our dunya, look at our akhirat also. What Allah is going to give there, very, very much more greater. May Allah give us the reality of this. And when a person will do this, the love of money will go out of him. And when the love of money goes out, he will be able to fulfill the rights of Allah. He will pay his zakat properly and fully. And more than that, he will give in charity also. Lillah also. And wherever there is a need, he will spend. And a person, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained so beautifully, when a person spends in the path of Allah, he hasn't given away money. All he has done, he has transferred it from one account of his to another account of his. From the account of dunya to the account of akhirah. It is still his, he hasn't given it away. He has only transferred it from his one account of dunya to his other account of akhirah. May Allah bless us with this reality. And where we try to make other ibadah, this is also a great ibadah, which in fact the righteous and pious look for such occasions. Not they wait for somebody to come to them, but they themselves look, where can we spend money? Who can we help out? Who can we set up in life, etc.? They themselves look and they try and spend in such causes. So money is also a ni'mat of Allah, but on condition that it is used correctly. And if it is used incorrectly, it is a azab from Allah Ta'ala. If we are using it in haram, we are hoarding it, then it is a azab from Allah Ta'ala. So whom Allah has given wealth, it's a test for him, and he should use it correctly. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah.